Is it too early to start a New Year's resolution?
No, this is basically when I start thinking of, okay, well, I only have a few months left in the year. So, I mean, if you want to slack off, keep doing that because you'll just start fresh again January 1st.
I think it's a good trend to start, but it's the Brunch Time Podcast with Johnny and Stephanie here. And we are talking about challenges. Now, usually the thing with New Year's resolutions, I always think they never work out. What also I think sometimes doesn't always work out is these challenges that people do, like the 30-day challenges, yeah. Like the 30-day cleanse.
Yep.
Now, you're into fitness and nutrition and all that stuff. Have you ever done any, not just those things, but have you ever done any sort of 30-day challenge?
Well, it wasn't 30 days. It was 24 days.
Why was it only 24?
Because it was basically this cleanse program that was a 24-day plan. But it was a healthy one because I'm not about those cleanses where people are like, I'm going to drink this juice and I'm going to lose weight. I'm like, you need to just stop drinking juice and actually
just lemon juice. That's all I'm lemon water. That's all I'm doing.
If you do that, don't do that. It's not good for you. You actually need nutrients in order to...
You kind of just, you get all those things out. Yeah, it's good sometimes to do a detox cleanse, but that's like a 1 to 3 day kind of deal, not a 30-day thing. I've done it where I'm like sick, where this like, it's a lot of different things. It's like real cranberry juice that tastes awful. like half a lemon, cinnamon, and there's a bunch of stuff in there, but I call that my sick cleanse.
Did I ever tell you about this one that my mom made growing up? I called it feet juice. Did you tell you about that?
No, you never call it. It's feet juice? Does it have beets in it? Or is it just like you're talking like feet, like it smelled like feet?
Yeah, it smelled like feet. That's why I called it that. So like my mom started making this stuff, which basically contained some of those things like lemon, cinnamon, water. There was honey. There was apple cider vinegar. I think there was something else in there, which is fine. But I think, the recipe called for more apple cider vinegar than was necessary. And so it just smelled like a foot.
Yeah.
And I would use that for same thing, like your sick cleanse remedy.
Oh, yeah. They always say, like, when you're not feeling well, like, take a shot of apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
Like, it's so,
it is kind of a
miracle.
You get
used to it after a while. But with those, like you said, with the cleanse, you did it. So the 24-day cleanse was for what? Like, just because you were trying it out?
Yeah. So there's this one company, I won't give them a plug, but.
Yeah, but they do a cleanse deal?
They do a cleanse like that. So it's like your first 10 days, you start this one specific pack with the cleanse. And then for the last 14 remaining days, it kind of switches up a little bit. And it's hard because it's ultimately just tries to get you to go back to completely clean eating.
It's like, go to the grocery store, get all these items, and this is what your meal's going to be.
And they give you a good list of all of the foods that you can eat, but still, it's super challenging, especially if it's like, oh, I need to get away from eating so much dessert, or people who drink, beer or wine on a relatively consistent basis, like you're supposed to eliminate all of that stuff ultimately. So that way you can get back on track and you do feel really good by the end of it. But at the same time, I'm like, but I miss cake. every now and then you just need some cake.
Absolutely. That sounds like a t-shirt. Every now and then you just need some cake.
Right.
It's a great idea.
Oh, man, yeah.
But have you ever been, challenged by anybody to do any other sort of challenge? Like, say, okay, you can't, for instance, I got a buddy that he did this when we were kids, and all even through high school. For, I think it was from the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, he had to cut out soda.
Okay.
And his aunt did the same, and they would just cut out soda, and then the person that won got an extra present or something like that for Christmas.
Nice.
But he would do it, and then after a while he was just like, yeah, I don't need it anymore. Like, I don't drink it that much at all. Like, he'd drink a decent amount of soda. We're teenagers, right?
Yeah.
So, he would cut it out, and his aunt just got to a point where she stopped drinking it altogether. So they just came up with a new challenge. But
that's
you ever
good.
Do that with people? Like, where you make a bet with other people?
Yeah, but let's see here. I usually, like I like making those bets because I actually do like to challenge myself with certain things from time to time. So if you ever have something that you're like, all right, I'm going to challenge you to do this. I don't know if I should.
Yeah, don't say that to me.
You're like, all right, let's do this.
The wheels will start turning and you'll have 30 days of something you don't want to do.
I always like a good fitness challenge.
Sure.
If someone's like, yeah, do this many squats or push-ups or whatever in, you know, the 30 days. My sister's done some of that stuff and I actually kind of challenged her to do that. And then once she started doing, she found some stuff online that she's like, okay, sure, I can follow this plan. I can do it for 30 days.
Right.
And after she started doing that, now she's actually been going to the gym consistently.
Nice.
So I'm like, way to go, sister. So, you know, some things are definitely good to create like healthy habits.
You brought her to the dark side.
I did
going
indeed.
To the gym all the time.
No, seriously. She texts me all the time about, so this is what the workout it was that I did today. I'm like, I'm so proud of you.
Well, you challenged me. Speaking of fitness challenges, you challenged me a while back to do the push up challenge. How long was that?
Yeah, 40. Well, it was actually over 40 days for you.
But we did from what span to what span?
It was basically running through Lent.
Oh,
and
we were saying 40-ish days. Yeah.
Lent, everybody gives stuff up, so why not, you know, try a positive challenge instead?
And that was a progressive one. You start with, what was it? Start with one push up or something like that, and then I progressed into doing 20 something.
Yeah, basically.
So, but that was fun. But even though with that one, I would skip days. Yes, you said like, okay, well, there's certain weekends and stuff, but there would be days that you would just forget.
Yeah.
We'd be like, oh man, we're supposed to do that. I guess we'll just roll them over.
Yep.
And that's the problem when you do a lot of these 30-day challenges is that even though it's 30 days, we have such a ridiculously short attention span. They're like, oh man, I was supposed to do that.
Oh gosh. So easy to forget things like that. Yeah.
Or you give in a temptation for like cake and things like that. You got to eat those.
That jerk cake. Love it.
I mean, I'll do the 30-day cake challenge.
Try like 30 different
cakes for 30 days. Yeah.
That sounds like a delicious challenge.
Mm.
And then after that, you can do a 30-day push-up challenge again.
Yeah. Or sit-up challenge. We're going to need that. Oof. Like a 30-day treadmill challenge would not be fun. But there's all kinds of other different 30-day challenges. Like I know a lot of people will do those 30-day social media cleanse where they'll just completely go off the grid, which is a good idea always.
Every now and then.
Especially if you realize at certain points you just go like, oh, man, I am spending a lot of time on my phone.
Yep. Because I don't know about your phone, but for the iPhones, they let you know every week what your average screen time is.
You know, my iPad does that. And I was like, man, I'm glad I don't use that iPad all that much. Because that would be, if it did that on my phone, it'd be like, you have this many hours. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's like all the time.
No, exactly. And I'm like, don't call me out on it. Come on.
Don't do that to me. But it is a good thing, not only for yourself, but even for your kids and all that good stuff. So, there's all kinds of different 30-day challenges. So maybe we should think up another one.
Oh, get to thinking now. We can make a list and maybe choose from something.
Yeah. Send in your suggestions. Send us a postcard, self-addressed stamped postcard to us at 580 East Napier, Benton Harbor. I always wanted a postcard.
We'll be waiting by the door.
This would be a good postcard kind of suggestion thing. So put your name in the suggestion box and we'll think about it. But what you need to be doing is subscribing to the podcast.
Yeah.
And you can make suggestions. I think you can comment in somewhere, someplace, either on the app or the website. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just work here. I don't pay attention to that stuff. But the Brunch Time Podcast is brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. I do know that.
Yeah.
That's
a good one to know.
Absolutely. But go check it out and maybe start a 30-day challenge for yourself and see how that works out for you. And we'll figure out what ours is. We'll keep you updated on all that. But we'll have another Brunch Time Podcast coming up tomorrow.